Holy Spirit. Is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit. What I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field, no one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my field. Come on, help me sing it.
close your segment. We'll be switching over to our other segment. We are not going to enter the segment, so welcome, welcome. As we told you earlier, we'll be having in our business segment today an interview with some very special people from a very, very powerful organization called Intent. And we're going to be talking about cross-border entrepreneurship. And I will be putting on very shortly our guest. Before that, just take this music. I hope you like it.
Stop me from making my dough. My dough. Come close, kind of bangle. Every day supposed to be jolly, 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 jolly.
Session is for you if you are looking forward to doing something special with your life. You know, everybody has a talent and you can use your talent in different ways, but we are here to inspire those who have some ambitions to start up a project or business or something like that back home. And we know this is important because if you are a migrant, you have to remember that you have roots. And it is important for you to think about what you can do back where you're coming from. So we are here to stimulate you, to empower you, and to let you see that you have a potential in you, and don't let that potential go to waste. All right? So we'll stay tuned, and we'll be coming your way very shortly with the program. But please tune yourself and call somebody. Let them join us. We're going to have an exciting time. I have two special people in the studio who will be doing justice to this topic, cross-border entrepreneurship.
Some food they come out from their mouth is wrong. Our destiny is different. You feed the carpenter, others are president. That's why some people they vex. Some they happy, say they don't rest. Rest in peace, Inside Records. Now they're going to find your So Production.
Sorry, we don't have jollof rice this morning. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the time we're waiting for. Today, we're going to talk about cross-border entrepreneurship. We're going to even understand what this statement means. Now, I have today in the studio a very special lady and a very special gentleman. The gentleman we know already, and I would give him the chance to introduce himself briefly to us. We have Miss Monique Gajada. You help me pronounce your last name properly. Okay. Now, she's responsible for communication, PR, and marketing at Foundation Intent. Intent is an organization in The Hague which helps with entrepreneurship. She first studied at the Royal Academy of Arts in The Hague. and Montaigne Institute of Fashion Management and Design in Amsterdam, and the History of Arts at the University of Leiden. After her graduation, she worked for several Dutch retail companies and designer labels. She had her own fashion company, fashion illustration company, for 5 years before making the transition to the non-profit sector. Besides her work at Intent, she is also setting up her own business. I'd like to welcome this morning to Radio Voice of Niger, Miss Moni Gajada. You have to help me. How do you pronounce your last name?
Well, it's actually supposed to be Gajadhar.
Gajad what?
Gajadhar.
Gajadhar.
Yes. Oh, Gajadhar. It's an Indian name. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful Indian name, actually.
Yeah.
And very welcome this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And I want to introduce Mr. Richard Yeboah is here. Say hello to our listeners, please.
I'm back again.
As usual. Anyway, I would like Miss Gajadhar.
Yes, yes, wow.
I would like to say that it's remarkable that you seem to have such an entrepreneurial spirit in you. And can you tell our listeners briefly how you acquired that spirit?
Well, spirit I used to have, something I have with me all the time.
Yeah.
But entrepreneurial spirit is something I required probably through my family.
Okay. Would you draw the microphone a bit closer so we can hear you more clearly?
Like
yeah,
this?
Good. Yeah, good.
Is this okay?
Both of them?
Both of them?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So because I have a lot of my family members have small businesses, both in Suriname and in Holland.
Okay.
So I grew up in an environment which was very...
So that's how you got
very
it.
Very active, yeah.
So it's in the blood?
It's in the blood.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. But that's another thing which got my interest and attention was that you said you had a fashion illustration and fashion design business. What was that?
Well, I had a company of my own, mm-hmm. and what I did was design for retail companies. Mm-hmm. So I had two people working for me, mm-hmm. and that was like 5 years ago. And I had this company for almost 5 years.
Wonderful.
So what I did was travel a lot, and I got assignments and just designed for people and worked for magazines.
Interesting.
So yes,
I'm going to come to you for some design consultation.
Yes, okay.
Well, I'm quite impressed about that. Well, Richard, I'd like to say you're most welcome once again.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you tell our listeners what exactly we mean by cross-border entrepreneurship?
Cross-border or transnational entrepreneurship, meaning that our aim is and our goal is that people who are living here and having an idea of setting back businesses in some countries of origin, which yeah. mostly are actually countries that are really coming to emerging markets.
Yeah.
So we are saying that there are some concepts, some ideas over here, which is easily, if you adapt it a little bit, will be very productive in those countries. So actually what we promote is that, okay, if you want to set up your business across borders, so yeah. outside the Netherlands, and then directing some of the developing countries yeah. which we are targeting on, then we can assist you.
That is very, very good to know. Listeners, we want you to know right now that you are tuning in to Radio Voice of Niger, and we are transmitting on 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 on cable. And we have in the studio Ms. Gajadhar and Mr. Richard Yeboah. And we are talking about cross-border entrepreneurship, the chances which you have right now to do something special with your life, and especially where you are coming from. We invite you to give us a call on 0207371 69 to have, if you have questions about the possibilities and what you can do with your life. So remember, the clock is ticking and you have the opportunity right now. Wonderful. Now, could you please tell our listeners some of the objectives of Intent as far as your cross-border entrepreneurship goals are concerned?
Me, you?
Yes, Miss Gajara.
The objective. Well, what we like to do is help. Our main goal is actually to strengthen the economy in developing countries. And we'd like to do that through private sector development. So, the more people, we believe that the more people start up a business in those countries, the better it'll be for the economy in those countries. So that is one. That is our main goal. Mm-hmm. And we have another one is perhaps, helping women start up a business. Mm-hmm. Gender is one of our, how do you say that in English?
Main goals.
Yeah, our main goals.
Gender.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You mean that? What do you mean by gender?
Well, just create awareness. Mm-hmm. Amongst women, that it's possible for them
also
to start up a business in those countries. Because
also, you empower women.
We empower women.
Yeah,
yes.
to do something. Now, I believe our focus probably is or would be people who live here.
Yes.
And who probably have ambitions to do something back home. I believe that's our focus, to inspire them, to empower them, and to give them. Help them to see the possibilities.
Exactly. To create awareness about the possibilities that there are in those countries. Uh-huh. Because in most of the countries, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have like 16 focus countries.
Yes.
And
which are these 16 focus? Are they African countries or?
A lot of them are. Oh. Angola, Ethiopia,
Ghana, Liberia, Cape Verde, Sierra Leone, yes. Rwanda. So, if you could see, we are targeting, actually, we are focusing on, I think a few years ago, the Economist wrote like concerning Africa, yeah. Hopeless continent. And I think last year they wrote the hope. Actually, so you have seen that there's a change. And yes, Saturday we had an event called Africa on the Move.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of young African professionals there. But then the speakers were all Dutch. Mm-hmm. And they were all saying there's a possibility in Africa. There's possibility in Africa. And the question that came up is, what are we as African, as diaspora, what exactly. are we doing yeah. ourselves? Mm. So that is also a question that we are throwing
back to
the general community that yeah. what are we doing? Are we also going to miss the boat mm-hmm. of development in our own countries? So, mm-hmm. And I think that is the direction that we want to do as intent that, okay,
yes.
we are there to support you.
Mm-hmm. Strengthen the position of the diaspora yeah. in the country also.
Inform people that, okay, there's possibility to start a business, but then you need to prepare yourself. And during your preparation, mm-hmm. we can help you. And okay. we can assist you to set the next step.
Absolutely. The awareness is the thing we need to have, because most people are unaware of the possibilities which is available to them to do something for themselves. It looks like most people are so tied to being employed by other people that they don't realize that there is something in them they can begin. The other time you were on the show, you spoke about people, starting a water bottling business, something like that, And you said, so it's just such a simple idea. And I know somebody called that, and the person was so inspired by just that idea. People don't realize that there are things in them they can do, yeah. which can make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true.
See, so it's important, wherever you are out there listening, you can do something. There is something in you, there's a talent in you, there's a little gift in you which can change people's lives, which can change your lives. And so if you have a question regarding some ideas you have been nurturing in your heart for a while, and you want to know how to translate it to profitable business, the experts are here. You can call right away. And they will explain to you how you can get started from the idea and to develop into a full-blown business. So you can give us a call on 020-737-1619. Interesting. But for how long has intent be focusing on this goal of trying to stimulate the diaspora to invest, to start a business back in their home countries?
Well, we have been, we started like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you mean Intent started 15 years ago?
Intent started 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And the focus on migrant organizations mm-hmm. was probably set in like 7 years ago. So like mm-hmm. almost. When we halfway through. So because we realized and see that it's important to work with those organizations. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. I'm obviously a migrant, mm-hmm. but still, when you are born or live here and brought up in Western society, you don't know what it's like to. Even though you have family in Ghana or Suriname or Angola, when you want to start up a business, it's still different. You don't know the people there.
Yeah.
Going for a holiday to those countries is different than starting a business there.
Absolutely.
So what we try to do is work together with those organizations because they do know the culture and the community. And
if I may just interrupt, which organizations are you referring to here?
Migrant organizations.
Okay. Now, your goal here, is it to empower migrant organizations or individuals to start up businesses?
We are not empowering migrant organizations, but we're trying to work together with them to create awareness amongst the community.
Okay.
So that individuals can start up a business.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Trying to strengthen their position in Dutch society. That's what we try to do.
So, for example, with Radio Voice of Niger now, you're trying to work with us
exactly
to impact our listenership so
yes.
the people who are listening or following our programs can be empowered to
to know about Intent, what we do, because I mean you know everybody and we don't.
Okay.
And
actually what Monique is also trying to say is that we are going to the next phase.
Out in the street, Razo sounds so sweet.
Dit is Razo.
Van 's morgens vroeg tot 's avonds laat. 105.2 Ether, 103.8 Kabel, Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost.
Radio Zuidoost, waar wij voor staan.
Actualiteiten, cultuur, sport en natuurlijk muziek.
Als het over de Bijlmer gaat, hoor je het hier, bij Razo, het officiële radiostation van Amsterdam Zuidoost. Radio Razo, for everyone, everywhere, every time.
Dit is Razo.
De stem van Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost. Van 's morgens vroeg tot 's avonds laat. 105.2 Ether, 103.8 Kabel. Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost. En voor je greedy fuleri, dan Razo, nomo je moet proberen. Na tap na 105.2 Ether, na 103.8 Kabel.
Voor Amsterdam en omgeving, dit is Radio Zuidoost.
24 uur per dag, 7 dagen in de week. De 105.2 FM Ether, de 103.8 Kabel.
Het is jouw eigen radiostation, het is Razo Radio.
We thank thee each morning for a newborn day. Of new mown hay, we thank thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord. We thank thee. Oh yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things.
1 minuut voor 10:30.
Thank thee.
En u bent afgestemd op de Spirit van Zuidoost. 103.8 op de kabel. 105.2 in de ether.
Thank thee for that.
Via het net razoamsterdam.nl.
Thank thee for the river.
Het is de maandag van 29 april. Weer een nieuwe werkweek, weer een nieuwe werkdag. Hopend hebben jullie met z'n allen toch een mooie koningsweekend achter de rug. Mijn naam is Patrick alias Biga. En zoals u weet, op de maandag dan beginnen we de week natuurlijk met de woorden. Om toch een gezegende week te hebben.
And the light of the moon. We thank.
Goedemorgen, Allah Bribuans.
As we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank thee for the.
En baka awortu dat we met gebruik gelijk voor amore sweet frok to nagrontapu. Zobung asapatia. Gaan we dat ook vanmorgen hier doen bij de Spirit van Zuidoost.
So
stadsdeel, goedemorgen.
Oh Lord, we thank thee.
Dewe Iwan, blessie, blessie, manting.
Yes, we thank thee, Lord.
De reinigers.
Flower that.
Centrum.
Birds that sing.
Zuid.
That swim and the light.
Noord.
Of the moon.
Oost.
We thank thee.
West.
As we need.
MTB, het is een zonnige day.
We were born.
En natuurlijk, awortu we kisigi u ala mala sobungi ala den bribiwang. Goedemorgen.
Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and so free, O Lord. We
Takso. God oordeelt over elke daad. Ook over de verborgen daden. zowel over de goede als de slechte. Prediker 12, vers 14, dat na het dagtekstvoetide maandag 29 april. Gelukkig wie zuiver van hart zijn, want zij zullen God zien. Matthäus 5, vers 8, dat na aller woord toevoegt idee.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, when my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone that fair city so bright where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Minuten over 10:30. Natuurlijk directie, staf en personeel voor Radio Razo. En wie zo allemaal aan blessie, blessie, wiki. En dat we met gebruik voor Amoro Sweet Frocto in Grontapo, Zobong Asapatia, met nieuws en muziek uit Surimaribo. 12 minuten voor 11. En dan wil ik ook aan jongens uit Surimaribo. Verkoop 30% aandelen van Roosevelt wordt afgeblazen. Minister Gilio Dotson voor natuurlijke hulp, Brannon Zobo en H. Zanga Brada Dissi Mekki en sterk voor verkoop voor 30% voor aandelen in de Asaramaka concessie. Abrada Dissi nog go stref en tapa pistor Dissi. A fractie voor NDP, Nationale Democratische Partij NDP, in een briefie deskrift gemiti president Dissi Bouterse. Voor de man teki a pistoor die zit aki de man serie on pis voor a bedrijf in de AXA president voor teki a pistoor die zit in heroverweging. En staat nu kon verstaan taki president Dissi Bouterse abi yesigi den bezwaren voor a coalitie fractie. De verkoop van de aandelen zou de Nederland 75 miljoen opleveren. Deze kwestie is uit onderhandeld met Roosevelt Gold Mines en Lamgold. De Raad van Ministers heeft op 8 april goedgekeurd dat de Delfstoffenovereenkomst wordt gewijzigd. Dus Kolukosa Apistor die zegt Tjakong. Staatseigendom, ja, ik weet niet hoor. VES wil toeristen inschakelen voor binnenbrengen US. De campagne Breng Dollars naar Suriname is volgens de Vereniging van Economisten in Suriname VES op korte termijn de oplossing om het valutaprobleem aan te pakken. Voorgesteld wordt dat de Centrale Bank van Suriname, CBVS, samen met de Surinaamse Bankiersvereniging hiertoe een campagne start met het doel de reizigers vanuit Nederland en Frans-Guyana contante US-dollar in de economie te laten besteden. Via mediacampagne met de inzet van diverse ICT-tools kan dit voorstel worden uitgevoerd, meent de VES. Zo wordt enerzijds zorg gedragen voor een vermindering van de euroberg. En anderzijds kan significant deel van de binnenlandse behoefte aan contante US-dollar worden gedekt. Zeker is dat de vraag naar US-dollar zal toenemen in de vakantieperiode, met als gevolg dat de wisselkoers onnodig verder zal stijgen. In de piekmaanden praten we al gauw over minstens 10 miljoen die per maand door bezoekers hier wordt besteed. Als wij maar de helft hiervan kunnen bewegen, van de bewegende dollars meenemen, dat betekent dat een significante korte termijn verbetering van het huidige probleem zal zijn. De juristen en de politici hebben dan alle tijd om de juridische goed uit te pluizen en goed dieperliggende oorzaken serieus aan te pakken, zegt VES in een persbericht. En Somo Hardjo van Percaya Luhur moet zetel in Saramaka kunnen behouden. Saramaka moet laten zien dat we de enige zetel kunnen behouden. We hebben 6 kandidaten op het oog in Saramaka. Er zijn 3 zetels beschikbaar. Die 6 kandidaten moeten zich zodanig profileren dat ze sociaal en betrouwbaar overkomen. Op 6 juli zullen we presenteren. En met dit team zullen we zeker de overwinning behalen in Saramaka. Woorden van Paul Somohardjo, voorzitter van Percaya Luhur Sogoed PL. Zaterdagavond tijdens de installatie en herinstallatie van 6 kernen in Saramaka. Het gaat om de kernenleiding 5, Yarikaba, Kampong Baru, Groningen, Catharina Sophia en Peperhol. Opvallend aanwezig bij deze vergadering waren KTPI-voorzitter en ondervoorzitter respectievelijk Willy Sumita en Rudolf Partorello. Frankie zegt: Nederland heeft geen verdachten aangewezen. Op korte termijn is nog geen oplossing voor de schaarste aan US-dollars. Al een jaar is er beslag gelegd door het Nederlandse Openbaar Ministerie op de 19,5 miljoen euro zonder dat er verdachten zijn aangewezen. Wij waren bereid alle informatie te verstrekken aan Nederland. De juridische redenen voor dit vasthouden van het geld zijn tot nu toe niet duidelijk. Dit heeft El Blijn, Frankie, algemeen directeur van Finabank NV, tevens voorzitter van de Surinaamse Bankiersvereniging, benadrukt in wel ingelichte kringen zondag op Radio ABC. Het geld is door de Centrale Bank van Suriname, CBS, getransporteerd en is van de Hakenbank 10 miljoen. De Surinaamse Bank 5,5 miljoen en 4 miljoen euro van de Finabank. Frankie merkt op dat samen met het geld een lijst was waarin duidelijk is aangegeven van wie de middelen waren en hoeveel additionele informatie kon ook worden verstrekt. Het Openbaar Ministerie heeft onder geen enkele voorwaarden het geld willen vrijgeven. Door het vasthouden van het geld kunnen er ook geen dollars worden geïmporteerd. Hierdoor is er krapte ontstaan aan cash dollars. Terwijl de euro's die binnenkomen via Nederland en Frans-Guyana zich opstapelen. Er is een enorme druk ontstaan op de wisselkoersen omdat cash euro goedkoop is geworden terwijl cash US dollars zijn gestegen. Intussen geworden 4 minuten voor 11 en zo ook toe Oekondoro na Kabafu Asapatia die manting. Maar er is meer nieuws op de site hoor. Zoals quota, Suriname renoveert gebouwen Stizona. Zapoen zegt derde zetel Saramaka is voor HVB. HINT stelt handelsmissie naar Cuba samen. Tuberose went voor de zesde keer in culturele klasse. En LVV-directeur vraagt Kuswacht op te treden tegen trollers. DA91 zegt onze vrijheid is ons heilig. Santokki verwacht dat verkoop 30% aandelen ook niet doorgaat. En verdachte gearresteerd in diefstalzaak Service Station. Dit alles en nog meer op de site van Surimaribo. En dat we tapu asapatia naar Apispoku disigo richting Anjonsu en Bakanjonsu dat we kiezen als service radio. Gaan we vandaag doen op deze maandag van 29 april natuurlijk met lekker muziek. En die naar nieuws en persberichten zijn tijdens de service radio, dan krijgt u dat gewoon te horen. Blijf afgestemd met Baru Alamalawan Suite, Suite Guru Dimanteng.
te maken aan haar ding. Mi mooi heeft mi no mooi nek te maken aan haar ding. Mi mooi heeft mi no mooi nek te maken aan haar ding. Dan de pote wie zit jirimi. En de pote obja broko mi. Ma de leef de nota ma. Di kami na mo pe. De yus mer mi mi shwiti. Ma te sa pe di mi. Da isa te si pa mi swa. Kamina forexi, you must savri nanga mi. Big at this a broke me, dino man nanga tini. Na de fea ti de na dorose. Na de fea ti de na dorose. De wasa mi famine. Mi moye mi no moi, next to mark nanga ding. Mi moye mi no moi, next to mark nanga ding. Mi moye mi no moi, next to mark.